hey, Catholic teachers around the world. My name's Jonathan Doyle. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Can I just say straight off the bat, God bless you for what you're doing. I don't know when you're listening to this. You might be driving to work. You might be driving home, feeling a bit weary. You might be at night. Who knows? But listen, first thing, in case I forget, God loves what you're doing. One of the biggest things I say in live events is we can easily fall in this habit of thinking God doesn't see us and God doesn't notice what we're doing. He does. And when you get to heaven, he's going to show you all of it. It's going to be the coolest thing. Time will be irrelevant. So it'll be like one great big flat screen HD TV. And you and the Trinity will sit there and you will see all the ways in which you brought love and blessing and peace and the person of Jesus Christ into the lives of young people. And remember, before I get on to today's topic, there was this beautiful quote from Pope Benedict years ago where he said, you know, that the purpose really of evangelization is not to just bring people into knowledge of Jesus Christ. So in our Catholic schools, it's not enough to go, here's a gospel story, and now Easter's coming up, so we'll teach the kids this. He said that what we need to do is bring people into intimacy. So there's a huge difference between introducing an idea or a person and going, here's Jesus, here's, you know, the nativity, and here's this, and we gradually teach more about him, as opposed to bringing young people into intimacy with him. You know, Frank Sheed, the amazing lay theologian in the 1950s, said that, you know, he said that basically if we can get our kids out of our schools, if they can leave our schools with friendship with Jesus Christ, he said they're not going to come to too much harm. And he said if we can't give them that, he said nothing else is going to matter. I always loved that, all right? So really, we want to get kids towards intimacy with Jesus, and we can't get them there if we don't have it. So we have to press into pursuing intimacy, relationship, friendship, contact with Jesus Christ ourselves, right? Because we can't give what we don't possess. That's a very basic philosophical maxim, that we can't give what we don't possess. Now, I try and keep this episode short. I get really excited. You can hear it in my voice. I want to share an idea with you. If you heard yesterday's episode, I talked about the relationship between Johnny Cash and the Catholic teacher. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, the Johnny Cash episode. But today I want to talk to you about another kind of John Jack. I want to talk about Jack Kerouac. Now, my American listeners are probably familiar with him. If you're in the rest of the world, if you're not. So Jack Kerouac was a brilliant American writer. So he and guys like Allen Ginsberg were the precursors to the hippie movement. They're what we call the Beat Generation. So these were the guys that came out of the end of World War II, and sociologists would say that there was a kind of massive upheaval after World War II. You know, the entire planet had been traumatized and had seen so much death, and things like duty had been so significant that there was kind of this pendulum swing off the other end, and we got the Beat Generation, and then we got the hippies reacting to all that stuff. So what's this got to do with Catholic education? Stay with me. So for years, I'd heard about this book by Jack Kerouac called On the Road. And I'd heard about it, I never read it. And I was reading a great biography recently by a Jewish guy that converted to Catholicism, very famous writer. And he talked about, you know, his kind of list of greatest American novels. And I took that list down, bought every one of them, and I'm working my way through them. So I just finished yesterday On the Road with Jack Kerouac. If you haven't read it, it's basically a road novel. So Jack Kerouac with a guy called Neil Cassidy and a few others. The book is basically about them just endlessly crisscrossing America in cars, buses, trains, living off their wits, and just kind of seeing the whole of America, but they're just always partying, a lot of drugs, a lot of crazy immorality, a whole bunch of stuff. And then it ends up, they go down into Mexico and the book sort of finishes there. So in the book, here's my point for Catholic education. Here's my point for you. The book is essentially nihilistic and hedonistic, right? So the kind of purpose of what they're doing, the way they're living, is just personal pleasure, sexual gratification, whatever. It's deeper than that. I don't want to write it off and just say, oh, you know, no one should read it because it just says these things. Here's my real point. Ready? It's brilliant. Like, Jack Kerouac is a phenomenal writer. He just has this way, and he just writes in the most engaging way, and he's brilliant. Here is the big point. Everyone keeps saying, Jonathan, you keep saying, here's the point. What's the point? It's this. He is so gifted, but his gift was kind of descended into nihilism, which is the belief that there is no meaning or significance to anything. There's no God. And hedonism, kind of that the purpose of life is just personal gratification and pleasure. He died at 46 of an abdominal hemorrhage due to massive, you know, just massive drinking. So he and Neil Cassidy left a trail of wreckage behind them, busted up marriages, multiple children, and then they both died really young. Neil Cassidy just went out drunk and passed out on railway near a railway line, railway tracks, and died of exposure, died of hypothermia. What I want to say is this. Imagine if that gift had been used in the service of God and in what we as Catholics would say, the transcendentals, truth, beauty, and goodness. So I want to say to you today that there's no denying that Jack Kerouac had a phenomenal gift. He really did. I mean, this was a guy who knew how to write. He knew how to create imagery and all this amazing stuff. But it was, now some people would argue back and go, Jonathan, that's not fair. Like he was just explaining a time in American history. I get all that. But there were writers at the same time, even before that, who were still writing beautifully and brilliantly that weren't sort of descending into that kind of thing. So I want to say to you, what if the next Jack Kerouac was sitting in your classroom today? You might have kindergarten, we call it kindy here. You might have kindergarten, you might have 12th grade. But what if the next Jack Kerouac or female equivalent was sitting in your classroom? Here's what I really want to say is this, that in a Catholic school, we have a chance to introduce young people to truth, beauty, and goodness. So if you're not familiar with what we call the transcendentals, the church argues that there are, you know, these three kind of principles. It goes back to Aristotle and kind of understanding the nature of God. But in God, there is supreme truth. In God, there is supreme beauty. And in God, there is supreme goodness. So whenever things approximate truth, beauty, and goodness, they're trending towards the truth of what God is. So, you know, you look at, say, Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, what do you get? You get this massive, sweeping epic. It's a massive morality tale of good and evil and courage and betrayal and all these. So it's really a beautiful novel. And it's talking about the truth of what it means to be human. And there's so much goodness in it. So he takes that gift and he creates this beautiful architecture of truth, beauty, and goodness. And all our great writers do that. So if you look at your Tolstoys, Dostoevskys, Jane Austens, you see these writers trending towards these things. So I want to finish up now. I just want to say to you, you can't know if the next Jack Kerouac is, you know, in your classroom. You can't know if the next great artist, photographer, film director. You know, I've been taking my kids to see films like, you know, I don't know if you've seen these, like the latest one I think is called Breakthrough, or it's a Christian production house based in America who've made films like Facing the Giants, Fireproof, and they're starting to make great films. They're starting to make really beautiful, great films. So, you know, we need great film directors, right? So hold on, I want to wrap up now. I'm babbling. I just want to say to you, what if that next great cultural artist or politician or Jack Kerouac was sitting in your classroom today? So what do? You just keep introducing Jesus and you keep introducing beauty and you keep bringing encouragement, because one single great teacher, and that could be you, can do the most incredible stuff. One great teacher can change a life, can direct something that might have gone into darkness and depravity, can direct it towards beauty and truth and light. So thank you for what you do. I hope that's a blessing to you. Now listen, come and follow me, Instagram, JonathanDoyle47. You'll find me there. I put really good stuff on Instagram, so just encouraging stuff. So come and find me, JonathanDoyle47. If you're not following me on Twitter, would you come across to BeingCatholic1? Do a search for BeingCatholic1 or just Jonathan Doyle. You should find me. Come and say hi on Twitter. I still try and put out lots of good stuff there. And listen, finally, I want you to go to the website, beingcatholic.com.au. And you'll see a link there in the menu bar to a program called Going Deeper. I want you to take that because there's an awesome trial there. You can get a 3-week trial of the Going Deeper program. It's an incredible online formation program for schools all over the world. So would you do that for me? Go to the Going Deeper trial on the beingcatholic.com.au website. All right, that's it. Make sure you've subscribed. This is a new podcast. We're building the numbers. So please, wherever you're hearing this today, hit subscribe. And would you share it with someone? You've got to have some teachers in your school that would be blessed to hear this. So please share it with them. All right, that's it from me. My name's Jonathan Doyle. God bless you for what you do. God is with you. Press hard into Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit make you a saint. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.